There now. You're safe. Are you all right? No problem, miss. Just take a minute to catch your breath, okay? That's it. Take a deep breath. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Atta girl. You must have had quite a scare. That guy was a really nasty piece of work. You don't have to worry about him. He's gone now. Yes, I killed him. Does that bother you? I didn't think so. Considering what he was going to do to you? You poor thing. Why the rooftop? What was the closest place to give you a minute to calm down? Can't exactly land on the ground. A flying hero in a cape tends to draw some attention. And I thought it best to bring you somewhere you could take a breather without being crowded. You look like you're shaking. Are you cold? Well, we can't have that. All right. This might help. Here, I'll take a seat, and you can sit down on my lap. Come on. Don't be silly, come on. I don't bite. I just want to make sure you're completely comfortable. I wouldn't feel right sending you home alone without making sure you're okay first. Relax, sweetheart. Here. I'll wrap my arms around you, and you can lean back against my chest. There we go. Isn't that nice? I can feel you warming up already. Just breathe, sweetheart. Breathe. You can stop thanking me. It's what I do. How could I let that scumbag get away with defiling such a beautiful woman? Why are you surprised? Yes, you are very beautiful. Especially those gorgeous breasts of yours. Let me just reach around and... What? I saved your life. I don't get a little reward for my chivalry. I killed a man for you. A man who was going to rape you. You should be more grateful. Hey, now, stop squirming. It's okay. I think you'll find you have no way down from here without me. So I suggest you start showing me a little fucking gratitude. You ungrateful little... You're actually trying to fight me off here, aren't you? What, you thought I'd save your life and ask for absolutely nothing in return? I see now how that guy caught you in the first place. You are a naive little thing, aren't you? Now, you know you can't fight me. With my powers? I could accidentally crack your ribs with this arm around you, holding you tight to me. Or, maybe, if you were to be a good girl, I wouldn't have to restrain you at all. Less margin for error, There we go. Finally showing a little intelligence. Just relax, sweetheart. That guy was a junkie. He probably would have killed you once he was done with you. But I'm a hero. Women in this city beg me to fuck them. You'll have a great time, trust me. Oh, you've got a boyfriend? It's cute that you'd think I'd care. Don't worry, sweetheart. You'll have forgotten all about him in just a few minutes. Grab at my arm all you want. You're not going anywhere. You feel that against your ass, huh? Oh, my cock is rock fucking hard. After having saved your life, I expect you to take care of it for me. Now let's open this blouse up so your tits can get some air. And yank this pretty bra down so I can get a good look over your shoulder. Wow. It's a shame you hid these away under all that fabric. They're amazing. They fit so perfectly in my hands, too. Fuck. Can't wait to watch them jiggle when I fuck you. Oh, I heard a little gasp there. Very interesting. Let's see if I'm having an effect. I'll just hike up this skirt a little. Oh, sweet thing. Your thighs are shaking. Are you scared? Or are you getting excited for me? Maybe if I check down here. Oh, you dirty, dirty girl. Your underwear is damp. Are you enjoying this? Having a man force himself on you? After all that playing coy and talking about your boyfriend, as if you didn't want me to fuck you blind. All that. Yet here you are, writhing in my lap while I massage your pussy over your underwear. Why don't I just slide these to the side and run my fingers through your folds? Yes, that's it. You are fucking drenched. Now, what would your boyfriend say if he saw how wet you are right now? Right after a strange man attacked you and almost raped you? What would he say if he saw you letting me dip my fingers into your tight little hole and rub your juices all the way up to your clit? Does he know what a little slut you are? Or would this be a surprise to him? Stop squirming. Did you forget the part where I told you I could crack your ribs with my bare hands, you stupid cunt? Alright, fine, fine. I was gonna be nice and gentle with you, but it seems like you wanted to be raped tonight. You're a little disappointed I stepped in, maybe. Huh. Is that why you're being such a brat? Did I ruin your little rape fantasy in that alleyway? I didn't want it like this, you know. But you've made your choice. Let's get you on your back like the whore you are. There we go. You look like a proper fucking little victim now. Me settled between your spread legs, your tits out in the night air just for me. Does this ease your conscience a little? I mean, I can see the logic here, if I'm honest. If I'm forcing myself on you, then you're technically not cheating. Maybe that's why that needy little cunt of yours is dripping the way it is. Well, fuck it. Not like I care. You're boring me now, sweetheart. You really are. Can you say something else besides please and let me go? That's not gonna happen until I've pumped you full of me. No screaming. Fuck. You keep forcing me to look like a bad guy here. I'm only choking you, so you'll stop making such a racket. I wouldn't have to hurt you if you hadn't screamed. Besides, you wouldn't want to be found out by someone, would you? Someone with a smartphone who might take a picture of you in this very compromising position with me. Maybe Someone should come up and take some photos. With tits like yours, you might make page 3. I'm gonna let go of your throat now. If you'll be good. Oh, you're nodding. Great. I think you're finally realizing the situation you're in. There we go. Deep breaths. Good girl. You do have a little instruction manual on how to breathe somewhere in that empty head of yours, don't you? Wonderful. Now, down to business. Your skirt is all hiked up for me. That's good. Let's just get these panties down your legs. Excellent. Shit. These are really ruined. You've made a real fucking mess. I'd keep them, but I don't care for souvenirs. Oh! I know. Let's just pop them into your mouth in case you start getting any more ideas about screaming. Well, don't you just look a sight. Can you taste yourself on them? Well, don't you just look a sight. Can you taste yourself on them? Don't you think it's a little fucked up how wet you made them in this situation? Never mind, you can't answer that. Well, since you're getting to have a taste, I think I'll drink directly from the source. Sweet nectar. What a pretty fucking pussy. This hole of yours is just begging to be stuffed full, isn't it? Ooh, it's twitching when I lick it. No, your pussy's more honest than you are, it seems. I'm barely teasing you and you're soaking my face. Let's give that pussy a couple of fingers to chew on. Oh, those sounds you're making are adorable. Just fucking adorable. Oh, you're practically... Oh, fuck. You're sucking my fingers in. Such a needy little thing you are. Oh. You're loving this. You're writhing and pretending to struggle, but your body can't lie to me. Can you feel your pussy clenching around my fingers? Oh, your body is begging me not to stop. Begging me to make you come. I'm tempted not to let you come, you ungrateful bitch. But you know what? I want real, tangible proof that you're a sick little whore who gets off on being forced and violated by strangers. I want you to come so fucking shamefully hard that you won't be able to look at that boyfriend of yours in the eyes after this. Oh, you like that, huh? You like being finger-fucked against your will. Especially while I'm kissing this beautiful clit. Oh, God. Come on. Come on, show me what a fucked up slut you are. Come. I want you coming in my mouth, that's it. Oh, you're close, aren't you? I can feel you squeezing when I curl my fingers. Oh, you just can't help yourself, can you? You filthy fucking slut. Oh. Be a good little whore and come for me. fucking come for me. That's it. Attagirl. Fucking come on my tongue. Good girl. Good little slut. Oh, there you are. Such a good girl. Doing as you're told. Let's get those panties out of your mouth. I want to hear what you have to say for yourself after that. Are you proud of yourself? Did that feel good? No. After all your posturing and struggling, you just orgasmed with my mouth around your clit and my fingers in your cunt. Now, are you going to keep lying to me and making me force you? Or are you going to come up here and bounce on my cock willingly like we both know you want to? You stupid, stupid bitch. All right. You want to keep this twisted little fucking fantasy of yours going? Fine by me. I actually quite like how it feels when a woman scrambles to get free while my cock's inside of her. Makes for a nice change from all the eager sluts who usually throw themselves at me. Now, my fucked up little plaything. Let's flip you onto your stomach. Ooh. Yikes. Those hips will likely bruise. I forget my own strength sometimes. Not that I care. All right, then. Ass up for me. Good girl. I said, get that ass up. How can someone so stunning be so fucking infuriating? You baffle me, really. Get that ass in the fucking air. Now. Or the next smack I give you will knock you out. Was that so hard? Haven't you gotten the picture by now? That if you just comply, then I'll be much nicer to you. Finally. I get to have my little reward for saving you. I get two handfuls of this gorgeous ass of yours while I just slowly push inside of your cunt. Fuck me. I thought you were tied around my fingers, but you're... Christ. Am I a little big for you? You're used to being with a pencil dick, I'm guessing. Maybe that's why you wanted to be raped so bad. Boyfriend not doing it for you, huh? I hate to break it to you, babe, but after I finished fucking you, no other cock will ever compare again. Oh, what? Please tell me that you're not serious. You really are a fucking halfwit. No, that's not all of me. This. This is all of me. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck, your pussy is incredible. Holy shit, Jesus fucking Christ, it just won't fucking stretch. It doesn't seem to want me to pull out. Oh, fuck, I knew you'd be worth it, but I knew you'd be worth all the fucking trouble. Jesus. Let's get a hand onto the back of your neck. Push you face down. You like that. You like being held down. I felt you just clench now. All over my cock. You love being made into a whore. You love being a slut, don't you? Oh, fuck, you feel incredible. I think I'll have to come visit you after this. I won't be able to forget this fucking cunt of yours. Not by a fucking long shot. Maybe I can drop by and teach your boyfriend how to fuck you properly, huh? Don't you like that, slut? Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's it. Wriggle around. Try to get away from me. It feels so fucking good when you struggle like that. Oh, fuck. I love raping you. Oh, but you'll never get away from me. Oh, no. You're stuck now, sweet thing. I'm gonna be pumping after this. Oh, I'll keep finding you. I'll keep fucking you until the shape of my cock is all your pussy fucking knows. Oh, God. Oh, oh, Jesus, yes. Oh, sweetheart. Oh. Was that thrust a little hard? Sorry, doll, but with superhuman strength, you need a lot of self-fucking control. Oh, fuck. I'm losing mine fast. You're just gonna have to fucking deal with it. This is how dirty fucking sluts get treated. Dirty fucking sluts get raped. They get fucked into the ground and sent home with their pretty panties with cum dribbling down their legs. Fuck. You just had to be an ungrateful bitch, didn't you? Couldn't just bounce on my cock like every other bimbo in this fucking city, huh? Now you're being held down and fucked as hard as I can. So hard you won't be able to fucking walk after this. Oh, God, yes. Will you have to have your boyfriend come and pick you up? That poor guy. Having to drive out in the middle of the night to pick up his cum dumpster of a girlfriend. Who got herself fucked so hard and pumped so full of cum that she couldn't even walk home on her own two goddamn legs. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're creaming around me, sweet thing. Oh, fuck, so wet for me. Oh, your cunt just fucking gushed when I called you a cum dumpster. Oh, so fucking slutty. I fucking love women like you. You know you're a cock-hungry little whore, and you like being told as much while you're getting pounded. Oh, shit, I'm close. I'm so close. Are you ready? Huh? Struggle a little more. Try and stop me from coming inside of you. Go for it. Please, I beg you. You're trying so hard, aren't you? But you can't stop me. There's nothing you can do, is there? All you can do is lie there while I pump into you. I want you to come with me. I want your spasming cunt to send me over the fucking edge. Come on. Come on. Play with that little clit of yours or I'll break you. And you know I can. One more. One more for me. That's a good slut. I want that pussy to gush for me one more time before I fill it up. I want you spasming and sucking my load as deep into you as your greedy little cunt can manage. That's it. Such a good fucking empty-headed slut. Such a good fucking girl. You can manage something as simple as coming, right? Right, you stupid cunt? Oh, you're shaking. That's it. That's it. Oh, good fucking girl. Good girl. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. That's it. Good fucking girl. Oh, good girl. Oh, yes. Take it like a champ, you little whore. Take my cum. Take it. Take it. You stupid fucking cum dumpster. Fuck. You whore. Oh, fuck. 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 That was great. Really. I'm so fucking glad I saved you. And really, isn't it better that it was me rather than that dirty scumbag in the alley? Come on, don't be like that.
I played out your little fantasy for you. You should be happy.
Why?
Well, since I'm still inside you, I might as well come clean. With my wonderful abilities comes a little bit of mind reading. I saw all those little fantasies in your head about being held down and fucked against your will. So I thought, fuck it. Quite literally. You can't argue with me, sweetheart. I saw what you were picturing when we first came up here. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Yes, I threatened you, but I wouldn't have hurt you. Not really. I may have run away with your fantasy a little, just a little. If you'd really wanted me to stop, I'd have heard your thoughts. But you didn't want me to stop, did you? Yeah. I thought that might leave you a little speechless. I did fuck you dumb, after all. Listen. Oh, wow. My cum's dribbling out of you already. Look at that. Anyway, I thought I'd let you know that I'll be following through with my little offer to give your boyfriend a free lesson in fucking. Consider it a little gift in exchange for letting me use this fantastic pussy of yours. And I will use it again. And again. And again, however much I want. Now let's get you back to him. Show him what a good little slut you were for me. Okay?